Hey, love. Whoops, I almost dropped my phone. I guess I just missed you. I am just leaving now to go to the gym. Turn the air, it's fucking hot. I'm not gonna be able to hear from you for a little bit. So today I am. Oof, that is not a good sound. Let me get out first. Let me drink some of this Miami cola. So you know how I'm addicted to Bangs? It started with Red Bull. And then I went to Monster, and then I was like, you know what, let me try one of these gym-oriented or, what's the word, marketed or whatever the fuck, whatever the energy drinks that are marketed towards gym goers, which is Bang and Reign and among some other among the other fucking... Among the other, what the fuck, I can't think right now. Let's just start over. Hey, you know how I'm addicted to Bangs? Yeah, so there's this Miami Cola one. It tastes like fucking Coke or like Pepsi, and I'm fucking addicted to it. Oh, God. I'm gonna die. He died doing what he loved, drinking Bangs. A little more Bang just to wash that down. Oh, God. What was I saying again? Oh, yeah, I fucking love Bangs. Oh, shit. So today, I am doing deadlifts. I feel really strong right now. So I'm probably gonna do like 90% of my max, and then I'm gonna try not to die from Bang. Holy fuck. I'm gonna wear a fucking hat. My hair's way too fucking long. How long is this recording? 2 minutes, 30 seconds. Sweet. If you're still listening to 3 minutes of nothing, thank you. And I'm sorry. Holy fuck. Alright, let's reorient myself. Yeah, I just want to let you know that I'm going to gym today. I'm working on the Gradual Corruption 3. Well, it's done. I just got to record it, but I do need to get to the custom audios that have been already requested. So I'm doing those in order, and I'm about a third of the way done. But they do sometimes take a bit because I can't just be like, "Oh, you like that?" You know, I have to be in that mindset that dom space, I guess. So I have to like find a this audio sucks. I'm fucking spacey. I'm all over the place right now. Why? I fucking ate, I drink water, I woke up decently. Damn, this audio really has no purpose. I'm gonna upload it anyway because I want to and I could do it. Let me just get on the highway real quick. Excuse me, sir. Okay, come on, dude. Faster, please. Thank you. I appreciate you. Yeah, so this just popped into my head. Do you guys ever thank your body, like after you're sick, and you're like, "Oh my God, I fucking miss yesterday when I was okay, when I was all good and happy, and my body worked and I could breathe." And so, like, afterward, for, like, a week, you thank your body parts. Like, oh, thank you, brain, for working. Thank you, nose, for letting me breathe. I've been doing that a lot lately. Even though I haven't really gotten sick for, like, a minute. Like, that last time when I was, like, I guess I did kind of get sick. This audio sucks. I'm all over the place. Holy fuck. Sorry, 5 minutes of nothing. Whoever's listening to 5 minutes of this, thank you for being so patient and laying there and sitting here with me and sharing your day with me. So I had an idea today that, so I really, really like reaction channels, where people just, like, watch TV shows and movies of their, of, like, whatever the viewer, I guess, wants to watch. And I really like those channels. Oh, fuck, man. Because, I don't know, I just kind of like seeing other people's emotions and see them go through the exact same emotions I had. like, have you seen You on Netflix? And just like being like, what the fuck is happening? And then you go through those emotions, and then you see someone else go through those emotions, and it's just like, I don't know, I really enjoy it. So I was like, that'd be kind of cool to do that, but obviously through audio, where like we could all watch like a movie, or we could pick a movie, or we could do something of the sort, and I'll hit play, I'll count it down, and then we could watch it at the same time, and I don't know, I just think that's kind of cool. Like, for instance, I could start with one of my favorite movies, About Time. I think I've talked about it before. I'm pretty sure I have. Like, when I first started the Patreon, like, a month in, maybe, I'm pretty sure I talked about my favorite movies and books and all sorts of genres that I was into. And if you haven't listened to that, I don't blame you. It was such a long time ago. It was... I've always gravitated towards, like romance, the romance genre, and so, like, romantic comedies and stuff like that, and romance books, and cartoons, and I don't care. As long as there's a subplot of romance, I'm hooked. Like, I get so invested in characters and emotions and feelings that when things go bad in the movie or the show, I feel weird for weeks, which is really like why, like, I used to read summaries of movies, because if something sad happened or if someone got hurt or the couple didn't work out or whatever, it would affect me for so long that I had to read summaries to see if it worked out. Like, it's better now, but it used to last for like a month where I would just feel this like loss of like, I just felt like I lost somebody, you know? So yeah. And I remember when I watched About Time, it was actually with a friend of mine, my best friend. We sat in our own houses, he in his house and me in mine. And we were on Discord, and we were like, yo, what, you wanna watch a movie? And I'm like, yeah, but I don't wanna leave my house right now. And so we just found a movie. He's like, oh, this looks cool, About Time. And so I watched a romantic movie with my best friend, and I fucking loved it. I cried, and we made jokes, and it was just the best movie. And so we just sat there, and we hit play, and we just watched it. And this movie, I've talked about it before. I've talked about it in, like, in social settings, and I'm pretty sure we watched it when I was young, but my memories are getting all mixed up. Ooh, there's a cop here. Hold on, give me a second. Fuck, why can't I drink this properly? He's gone. Yeah, so this movie, About Time, quick synopsis, no spoilers, it's a romance movie about a guy who's in his lineage, passed on from son to son. They're able to travel through time, etc. It's a huge plot point in the movie, obviously. And as I was watching this, I remember thinking around that time, before I would go to bed, I would think back and reminisce on mistakes and... Oh, cop again. 1 second. 10 and 2. Driving properly. 50 miles per hour. Okay. And I'm passing on him now. Oh, shit. I almost hit him. All right. Well, calm down. Calm down. Is it more shady if you don't look at them, or is it better if you look them in the eye and establish dominance? Alright, and he passed, and we're good. But I'm about to turn to the gym now, so give me another second. What the fuck? Hurry up. Ooh. Damn, it's fucking hot. It's 12, right? What did I expect? What did I expect? Saying. Oh, yeah, it was during a time when I would think back on my past and reminisce and recollect on mistakes and what I wish I did. And then I saw this movie. And then I stopped. I left everything in the past and I was just much happier from that point on. And, oh, God. Like, I would say this saying in my head over and over and over, like, every single day, to get myself in that right frame of mind. Live every day like it's a second. And it sounds so fucking cheesy when people talk about this shit. I hate it. Like, or when it's, like, a beautiful picture background and there's a quote on it. I mean, you're just like, ugh, whatever. But it, like, helped me so much. Like... That movie will forever hold a spot in my heart. Like, every relationship I've ever been in, I sat down and I made them watch it with me. I said, you're watching this with me. I don't care if you don't like it. This is important to me. And, I don't know. I just fucking love that movie. It's just so, it's funny and it's cute and it's romantic and it changed, like, a huge part of my mind, I guess. Oh, yeah. During that time, like, not too long before, my girlfriend of, like, 4 years cheated on me. And I was so taken aback about, like, how like, this person who I knew so deeply, like, I wasn't the best boyfriend. There's many complications in that relationship. We should have broke up 2 years ago. But it was still, like, a learning experience, and it was hard. And then, like, I remember shutting myself off from, like, those emotions and, like, from women in general. And being like, all women are fucking cheaters, dude. They fucking suck. You know, I just had that mindset for, like, a couple months, and I remember just thinking to myself, like, before I saw the movie, that's not fair to me. That's not fair to my future partners. If I carry that mindset into the next relationship, it's already doomed from the start. And then I saw the movie, and then it reaffirmed that in my mind that the past is the past. I didn't like who I was, and so I changed it. There's still things about myself that I don't like. and I work actively to change it. And all sorts of little things. But yeah, if you can, if you want, let's watch that movie together. It'll be like an hour long recording. I don't know how I'll upload it, but it'll be pretty cool. Maybe I could do that on Pornhub, because I could do like hour long movies on there, because there's like an hour long video on there. Anyway, it is 12:21. This recording is now 15 minutes long. Alright, I miss you. I'll talk to you later, okay? Bye-bye.